Crime makes a lot of sense. Crime. You know, we are taught from a young age that crime is bad. Stay away from crime. Crime doesn't pay. Crime pays. Crime works. I posted a piece earlier today that was saying, if people have stolen from you, taken from you, and you have not been able to receive justice, probably because those same people are the ones that are in power and that are meant to ensure that there's justice, there's generally two ways to get your things back that have been stolen. Number one, you can steal them back. It's going to be called crime, of course, but it's one of the ways. Another one is to become friends with the criminals. Join their gang. Once you've joined their gang, you get to enjoy the spoils of what they've stolen before. And maybe if you get some of those things, you can try and slowly give some of those things back to your people. We've got a situation in South Africa where black people were conquered. And I use the word conquered and not stolen from, because that's the narrative that black people love so much. But it's a victim. It's a victim mentality that needs to be stopped. Needs to end. Black people were conquered. White Europeans did not steal land, did not steal resources while black people were sleeping. If that was the case, of course, it would be easy. Black people would go to the United Nations and they'd say, oh, these white people stole our stuff. You know, here's proof. I used to live here. These are my things. They stole our stuff. We'd like to get it back. And white Europeans in South Africa, the colonizers, the apartheid government, they'd all be taken to trial. A global, international criminal court. And black people would get their things back. But the reality is that it was conquest. And conquest is allowed, or used to be allowed in the world. I mean, if you look at what Putin is doing with Ukraine, it's a form of conquest. You know, of course, America's angry, the United Nations. Ah, fuck that, man. America, Australia, parts of Europe, parts of Africa, they were colonized under conquest. And those same Europeans today, they're the ones that run the United Nations World Economic Forum. And they're the ones that have set these laws that say, no, but it's a crime. You can't just trespass on people's land. You can't take private property. It's them, the same people that conquered other nations, colonized other nations. And then after that, they set the laws to say that, you know, it's a crime to steal, you can't trespass on private land, and you must respect the rule of law. The African National Congress and other black activists, politicians, I guess you call them politicians today, but activists and revolutionaries, they decided to pick up the fight and say, you know what, we're not getting justice. Some of them, of course, Inkosi, Chief Albert Luthuli, they tried to go to the Queen of England trying to plead their case. And their case wasn't, you guys stole from us, we want our stuff back. Their whole case was, please, can you include us? Please include us, dear Queenie. Include us in the conquest and let us also enjoy the spoils. The ANC eventually got to, in inverted commas, liberate the black masses. And again now, if black people are going to say white people stole their land, stole their resources, exploited their labor, what has the ANC done to try and get justice back? Some of it, of course, has been in colluding with the apartheid government and the beneficiaries of apartheid and the beneficiaries of British colonization. And in doing so, they've gotten some of the spoils and they've shared them in the form of RTP houses, in the form of social welfare, and in other nice social welfare trinkets. But by and large, ANC leaders have gotten their reparations. You speak about reparations, you speak about the Jewish people getting paid by Germany for what the Nazis did to them. The ANC leaders and other black leaders that were sharp enough, they got their reparations. You've got people like Jacob Zuma, who live on a huge compound in Kandla. Cyril Ramaphosa, who owns hundreds of properties, including game farms, including a fancy house. I think it might be in Hyde Park or Sandhurst. Thabo Mbeki, Nelson Mandela, who was living in Houghton. These are people that got their reparations. So if black people are complaining about land, those ANC leaders, they got their land. Hundreds of hectares if not thousands of hectares. They got a piece of the pie. They got shares in these mining companies that have exploited our ancestors. And today they get to enjoy the dividends of these companies that have been built off black blood, black sweat, black death. So they got their reparations. They're happy. They're in the same gang now. Their kids go to the same schools. They live in the same neighborhoods. They generally share the similar psychology. Now, for South Africans today, the ones who are not part of this gravy train of BEE and the like, if you're looking at the ANC and you're saying, but these people have looted, they've stolen from us, again, you've got two options. Number one, because of course you can go to the courts, you can go to our government, I mean, you can go to the constitutional court, you can go to the Supreme Court of Appeal, you can go to criminal courts in South Africa. You're not going to get justice. That's not how it works. That's not how the game is set up. So either you steal stuff back, what that means is from these politicians, you go and you see where their businesses are, where their homes are, where their cars are. And look, I'm not, of course, endorsing crime, but I'm explaining how the world works. And if they came and they took your things, you take those things back. If they looted your tax money, COVID relief money, other things, you go and you take those things back. They'll call it crime. They'll call it theft. Or you can go join them. Join the ANC. Join the ANC's business associates, these wealthy, largely white people that fund the ANC. Go join them and benefit from the spoils of the looting. Crime pays. Fuck what you heard, boy. Crime pays. You just have to be intelligent. Because, of course, there's different levels of criminals. There's petty pickpocketers. There's criminals that do scams and frauds and online whatever. There's the guys that are hijacked, the guys that do house breakings. Then there's people that steal through companies. You know, Marcus Huerta and the boys who come and they cook the books and they steal investors' money in some way. And then, of course, there's politicians and their funders, who get to control the courts, the law, who get to make decisions at the United Nations, the International Criminal Court, etc. Those are the highest levels of criminals. They get to dictate what is a crime and what's not. You have to choose what type of a criminal do you want to be, or will you remember, or will you forever remain a victim and complain and whine while these people constantly take from you and your family and your people? It's your choice. It's your choice.